Sawgrass. Tiger Woods will play with Phil Mickelson and Ricky Fowler in the first two rounds. Woods with his view of the Mickelson rivalry.
We always looked at each other and said, where is he on the board? You know, and that's what Arnold and Jack did, used to do all the time. You know, they'd always try and find, okay, where's Arnold? Where's Jack at? What's Jack at? And the same thing with Jack. Where's Arnie at?
Live coverage of the first round starts at 7:30 a.m. Eastern tomorrow on ESPN Plus with featured groups including the Bubba Watson and Jordan Spieth groups. Coverage of Red Sox and Yankees from New York underway right now on ESPN and the ESPN app. Middle game of a three-game series with first place in the American League East on the line. The Yankees have won seven in a row. Finals today, the Angels beat the Rockies 8-0. Justin Upton with a two-run homer. Indians beat the Brewers 6-2. Tyler Naquin with a three-run shot. Pirates get four runs in the ninth to beat the White Sox 6-5 in Chicago.
It's the series we've been waiting for all year. The Rockets and Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Coverage begins Monday at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Presented by Indeed.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
My wife's gonna love these diamond studs.
Fine jewelry is up to 70% off at JCPenney.
Huh, maybe I should get this mom pendant for my mom.
Do it. Mom jewelry is an extra 15% off. Major brownie points.
This Mother's Day, get fine and fashion jewelry for all the moms in your life at up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with JCPenney credit card and coupon. Shop extended hours this weekend. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 5/10 to 5/13. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details and store hours.
It's penalty day in NASCAR, and the list is long coming out of Dover. I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's fast, he's bobbly, and he's only at Advance Auto Parts. He's the Jimmy Johnson bobblehead you can get when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at Advance Auto Parts now through May 30th. Also through May 30th, get 5 quarts of full synthetic motor oil and any Purolator Boss filter for $32.99. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. See store for details.
Lots of penalties coming out of Dover. NASCAR says Clint Bowyer and Daniel Suarez, who finished second and third Sunday, were popped for a similar rear window issue to the one Kevin Harvick had earlier this year. Both were docked 20 points and had their car chiefs suspended for 2 races. Plus, each crew chief was fined $50,000. Austin Dillon's car chief was suspended for 1 race, and his crew chief fined $25,000 for a splitter violation. In the Xfinity Series, winner Justin Allgaier's crew chief has been suspended for 2 races and fined, and the team was docked 25 points. Finally, Michael Hayden, the former car chief for the number 45 JP Motorsports car, was suspended indefinitely following reports that he repeatedly punched the car owner, breaking his jaw. And that's only part of the list. We've got the rest at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show right here on KGYM.
Game on!
Game on!
6:05, welcome back in, and welcome to hour number 3 of 3, the Todd Bromelcamp Show with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann on the other side of the glass. I am Harvey Firestein. Welcome in. No, I thank you. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com letting it be known, and he thinks I sound a little bit like an obscure 1980s character. The first thought every time I hear Harvey Firestein's name, all I can think of is John Lovitz's impersonation of him on Saturday Night Live from, I believe, 1988 or 1989, when Saturday Night Live was really funny. And then it went through a little bit of a downturn, and then it was funny again, and now I don't think it's funny at all. But who am I to be the arbiter of good taste? Some things that I think are funny, other people may not find funny, and some things that I think are innocuous, other people may find offensive. And when that is the case, all I can do is rectify that and address that.
And some movies that you think are good, or that people think are good, you think are horrible?
Exactly, like The Sandlot, which is a terrible abomination of a movie.
Or foods that people really love, like hummus, you think are awful?
Here, this is a good one, by the way, on the text line. Going back to our number two's discussion about my personal hero, Don Gorski, who has eaten 30,000 Big Mac sandwiches in his life over the last 46 years. 8574 says, how about this? You can eat anything you want in life and have it never affect you, just like the Big Mac guy. But you have to give up one of your favorite foods also. Would you do it? And what food would you give up? So you have the power to eat something that you love twice a day, every day, for the rest of your life, and it's not going to affect your health. But in order to do that, you also have to give up another food and never eat it again.
No, that sounds horrible.
And you also like or really like that food.
That's just a way to ruin the food that you like and then give up a food that you like. That sounds like a double whammy. Am I missing something here?
Yeah, it takes a, you know, it takes something that's already difficult to do, and I think it adds a degree of difficulty.
Yeah.
That the Russian judges would appreciate if this were the Olympics, but it's not. It's sometimes sports talk radio show. And you know what BJ and Marion on the text line is, by the way, people all the time that think we make up some of the texters. You meet BJ and Marion, he's a real honest to God human being. And he was at the KGYM road trip at Mulligan's last Thursday. We don't make up any of the texters. They're all real. I wish some of you were made up, but many of you are real. I know that. BJ says that this is the chickens coming home to roost. Longtime listeners to the pro. Do you remember this when you were the producer here? I used to make fun of Tyler. Tyler would lose his voice all the time. And I used to always say Tyler sounded a little bit like Wolfman Jack, and yet he powered through because that's what you have to do in this business. The only time I call in sick on this show is literally if I would not be able to do the entire 3 hours from behind the microphone, and that is about as it's not politically correct. It's about the sanitized way that I could say I wouldn't be in the bathroom for part of the 3 hours. Well, you're mid-thought. You're in a hot take about the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs or something, and then all of a sudden it's dead silence. And I know many of you hockey guy out there is going, well, that would never happen because we never talk about hockey here. Not true. Not true. I know neither one of our teams are active in the Stanley Cup playoffs right now. I find myself compelled by what's going on. You have the Las Vegas Golden Knights. You've got some very good hockey being played. And you have the Washington Capitals that are on the precipice of getting the monkey off their back.
And you have a very good Nashville team and a very good Tampa Bay team as well. So I haven't watched a ton of playoff action up until this point. I check in every once in a while. I'll get snippets of playoff hockey. I'm not going to sit there and watch a full game. But when it gets to the conference finals, I will be much more locked in just because of the storylines. The Golden Knights, that storyline writes itself. And then Washington finally getting over the hump of Pittsburgh, but can they finish it off? That's another storyline. And then the Nashville Predators came very close to winning it all last year and have a chance to get that monkey off their back, but they have to win a Game 7 against the Winnipeg Jets.
I will not be rooting for Nashville in Game 7.
You're not a big Predators fan, are you?
Trusted jeweler. for over 70 years. Find him on the Ped Mall, 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. Let's do this. Let's take callers number 1 and 2 right now to 319-366-1600. And when we return, callers number 1 and 2 will play the 6 o'clock showdown tonight. Alex, what are we playing for?
I believe we're playing for a $30 gift certificate to the Stadium Bar and Grill, if I'm not mistaken.
We are. I just got, somebody just sent me the report, weather report.
Okay, because I was a little bit nervous that I was wrong about that, and that would have been very embarrassing.
Showers and low 50s near the lake on Saturday. Mm. So for those of you who are looking at the weather report going, yeah, mid-70s, dress in layers. And then you can take the layers off. I've done this before. I've made this mistake. I like to take the train. When I go to Cubs games, I take the train in from the suburbs a lot. I'm just, I've always enjoyed the train. It's a sentimental thing for me. My father grew up in one of the Chicago suburbs, and we used to go visit my grandma and grandpa there. And when I was a little kid, I used to watch the Metra go by. And so I take the Metra in from Naperville. And there have been times where it's like 75, 80 degrees in Naperville, and I get on the train, and oh, it's going to be great. T-shirt and shorts. You make that mistake once, by the way. You never make it again. You T-shirt and short it in, and then you get to the train station downtown. I think it's Ogilvie or Union Station. I can't remember
it's
which
Union
one.
Union Station. I've taken that.
Well, there's two lines. It depends on which line.
Are you on the Metra?
Yeah.
That's
but
the
there's
Union
multiple
Station.
Metras. Oh. I'm talking about, this is the Burlington Northern Santa
yeah,
Fe.
That's the one that okay. goes into Union Station.
Union Station. Barrington is Ogilvie Transportation Center. My apologies. I'm boring everybody to death here. You get to Union Station, and you pop out, and you go, oh, it's okay here, yeah. It's 70, maybe. It's not quite as warm as it was in Naperville. You walk a couple blocks, you hit the red line, and you go north, and you get off at Addison, and you step out, and you go, holy cow, what the hell am I doing? And then you go to the, and I have one at home. My wife and I went to a game in 2007. She took me to a game for my birthday. Felix, PA's major league debut.
A date that will live in infamy.
Yeah. We froze. And so we had to go to the souvenir store and buy a blanket, which I think that day they were conveniently priced at something like $75. I mean, they gouged. They gouged us that day. And that was before the Ricketts family even. You know, let's just go ahead and keep it right here since we've got our contestants ready. Let's fire away the 6 o'clock showdown with the prize on the line tonight, a $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill right across the street from Veterans Memorial Stadium. Stadium Bar and Grill, $30 gift card, our prize tonight.
It's coming!
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld,
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
All right, we have Brenton and Marion with me tonight, and John in Ely answering Alex's questions, or I should say my questions, which I've given to Alex on the line tonight, the $30 gift certificate to the Stadium Bar and Grill, where we will be next Thursday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Gentlemen, 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer to your questions, say pass. If there's time left, we'll come back and revisit them. Brenton, you and I hang tight here real quick. Alex and John are going to determine whether or not they would like to go first or last.
All right, John, it's your choice.
Let's do it now.
All right, so your 60 seconds will begin in just a second. If you don't know the answer to a question, just say pass. We'll return to it. If you're ready, we'll get going.
All right, let's go.
How many of the 12 Race to Win prizes have been claimed so far this week?
1.
How many years has Iowa football held its Ladies Football Academy?
10.
How many different countries have a no-hitter been thrown in this season in Major League Baseball?
2.
Author Joe Holly joined us last week. He wrote a book about which championship team from a year ago?
Pass.
Which state are the Colonels playing in tonight?
Illinois.
How many years has it been since Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game against the Astros?
10.
Former Colts wide receiver Anthony Gonzalez won a U.S. House primary in Indiana last night. What Big Ten team did Gonzalez play for?
I don't know.
Okay, I've seen one win before. So, John, John, hang tight and remain silent. And Brenton in Marion. Brenton, I like our odds here. Are you feeling confident?
When, I feel pretty good.
Okay.
I hope.
If you are ready, your 60 seconds will start when you say you are.
All right, let's go.
All right, what National League East team today batted out of order?
The Mets.
Yes, which two NHL teams are playing in a Game 7 tonight to decide who advances to the Western Conference Finals?
Kings and Anaheim.
In Todd McShay's way too early 2019 mock draft, what Big Ten defensive lineman does he have going off the board number two?
Pass.
The Chicago Cubs placed this pitcher on the disabled list yesterday.
Pass.
Which two NBA teams are meeting in the Western Conference Finals?
Houston and Golden State.
The two-time reigning Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins were knocked out of the playoffs earlier this week by what arch rival?
The Capitals.
Which Seattle Mariners pitcher threw a no-hitter last night?
McConner.
We're just pouring salt on an open wound at this point. It was a 3-1 victory. John, thank you for playing. Brenton, congratulations. You've got our $30 gift certificate to the Stadium Bar and Grill this week. The Stadium Bar and Grill, right across the street from Veterans Memorial Stadium, a great place to check out before a Colonels or a Rough Riders game or just to drop in on any given night. They've got food. They've got drinks. They have good times for you, including next Thursday when we will be there for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Your chance to leave the Stadium Bar and Grill next Thursday night with a pair of tickets to the Indianapolis 500. All you need to do is join us and be present at 7 o'clock when we draw for the winner.
Now, this is going to be right before a Colonels game against the Quad Cities River Bandits,
yes,
is it not?
It is.
So people can come in.
Come
they can
in,
join us.
They, pre-game.
They can wait for...
Game starts at 6:35 that night, yeah.
But we'll have two tickets to the Indianapolis 500, and they can walk across the street and go to the Colonels game.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds like a great night.
It does sound like a great night. Your wife or your girlfriend may disagree, but to us, it sounds like a fun night. Let's go ahead and get to the questions. I'll run down the ones that Brenton missed. He nailed the Mets. They batted out of order today against the Reds. Winnipeg and Nashville, the two NHL teams that are playing in a Game 7 tonight. Nick Bosa going off the board number two in Todd McShay's way too early mock draft. The Cubs putting Yu Darvish on the disabled list yesterday, and the Mariners pitcher who threw the no-hitter last night, James Paxton, Big Maple, and they call him. He's Canadian.
The Iowa football program, they've held their ladies' football academy 8 years in a row. There have been no-hitters thrown in Major League Baseball in three different countries, as you mentioned earlier, Mexico, Puerto Rico, and obviously...
No, Mexico, Canada, and the United States.
Oh, Mexico, Canada, and the United States. Sorry, got that mixed up there for just
far
a second.
Far be it from us, the only people to forget about Puerto Rico and the fact that it still exists.
Joe Hawley wrote a book about the Houston Astros. The Colonels are playing in Ohio tonight. Kerry Wood threw a 20-strikeout game 20 years ago, and I found this interesting. I did not know this, Todd, but former Ohio State wide receiver Anthony Gonzalez won a U.S. House primary in Indiana last night.
He is running as a Republican and played wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts.
Had a long NFL career, didn't he?
Very good, and was very, very good at Ohio State.
Yes,
Hawkeye
was.
Fans will remember Anthony Gonzalez torturing the Hawkeyes inside Kinnick Stadium. You see this every once in a while, former professional athletes entering the realm of politics. A former Buffalo quarterback, Jack Kemp, one of the first to come to mind. Jim Bunning is a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, now deceased, but for years and years and years represented the Commonwealth of Kentucky in the United States Senate. So Anthony Gonzalez, perhaps the next. Heath Shuler, right? Heath Shuler ran for, I think it was a congressional seat somewhere in the Carolinas one year. And you can't make up for the name recognition that you have when you are a former professional athlete. I mean, just it gives you a little bit of a boost. So Anthony Gonzalez, teammates with Dallas Clark with the Indianapolis Colts for a number of years. There you have it. Another successful 6 o'clock showdown. That $30 gift card to the stadium bar and grill in the hands of one of our longtime listeners, Brenton in Marion, who, if he hasn't already tweeted that he won tonight, I imagine he probably will. You can tweet me at Todd Brommelkamp. You can also tweet Alex at AlexKuhn523 at KGYM Radio, which, by the way, we're going to be having a contest on Saturday during the KGYM bus trip to Wrigley Field for us, whoever has the best post and photo from the bus trip. We'll be taking home some nice prizes from KGYM. Some of them will be Cubs related. Some of them will not be Cubs related. I've got to cover all my bases just in case the person going on the trip is not a fan of the Cubs. 626, are you signaling we want to keep it here? We'll keep it here.
We took a break already, so let's just send it over to Kyle. Okay. Big Ten softball awards were announced today, and Iowa's Allie Wood and Allison Ducey were each named second team All-Big Ten. Wood started 44 games in center field and led the team with her .306 batting average along with 5 home runs and 21 RBI. Ducey had a fantastic season in the circle, leading the Hawkeyes with a 1.82 ERA and 186 strikeouts. Cheyenne Pratt was awarded the Big Ten Sportsmanship Award, and the Hawkeyes will take on Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament tomorrow. The baseball team has NCAA tournament aspirations after a series victory against Oklahoma State last weekend, and D1Baseball.com published a new bracket projection today, which has the Hawkeyes as a 3 seed in North Carolina's Chapel Hill bracket. The Hawkeye football team got a commitment last night from Desmond Hudson, a 3-star, 6'4" receiver out of Kansas City, Missouri. He's the 7th player lined up in the 2019 class and chose Iowa over interest from Iowa State, Minnesota, and Purdue, although Iowa was the only school to offer a scholarship. The Colonels led 6-0 in the 4th inning of their second game with Dayton last night, but 4-run rallies in the 4th and 7th innings resulted in the Dragons emerging with an 8-6 comeback victory. Royce Lewis extended his hitting streak to 6 games with a 2-for-5 night, his 5th multi-hit game in that span, during which he's totaled 13 hits with a .500 batting average and an even higher on-base percentage. He's trying to help the Colonels avoid getting swept tonight, and the Colonels are up to a 1-0 lead already in the 2nd.
You know, sometimes things just are a total coincidence, but I just mentioned Dallas Clark's name, and the Iowa High School Athletic Association just announced that Dallas Clark is going to be a member of the 2018 Football Hall of Fame for the IHSAA this year. He will be introduced and honored at the state championship this year, along with 5 other players. The only area player going in, along with the other 5, Mark Fetter, who was a running back and linebacker at South Tama in the early 70s, went on to play semi-pro football several years after graduating from his time in the very, very dark era of Iowa Hawkeye football. So congratulations going out to Dallas Clark, who really is a tremendous, tremendous dude. Tyler and I were able to MC a Make-A-Wish event here in Cedar Rapids a couple years ago with Dallas Clark, and one of those guys where, I mean, when you look at what he did, winning the Mackey Award at Iowa, going on to be a first-round draft pick, one of Peyton Manning's favorite targets for years in Indianapolis, and an all-pro caliber tight end, and the guy never forgot where he came from, and has the winery here in Iowa, still spends a lot of time in Iowa, and still gives back charitably here in the state of Iowa. That's a tremendous honor for Dallas. Matt Purdy, Cedar Falls offensive lineman, going into the Hall of Fame, along with Scott Davis, the Glenwood linebacker, Milt Jackson of Fairfield, and Bill Lewis of Sioux City East. This year's IHSAA Football Hall of Fame class, they'll be inducted November 16th at the Uni Dome. So congratulations going out to them. It's 6:30. We'll step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, almost there, 30 minutes to go. Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register is going to join us. We'll talk a little Iowa State athletics and check in on the Iowa Cubs. See how the AAA affiliate of the Chicago Cubs are doing just a couple hours west of us in Des Moines. Back after this.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to PACO. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Yeah, I got the text, just like every day about this time. What should we have for dinner? Usually I send back an IDK and get a frowny face emoji in return, but today I had an idea. Texted back just one word, Domino's. And she sent me a big smiley face and three thumbs up. I just might be a supper genius.
When it's time to decide on supper, here's an idea. Domino's. Order Domino's tonight. Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids and in Marion.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at ToyotaIowaCity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details. When you play the City of Cedar Rapids Municipal Golf Courses, Jones, Ellis, Gardner, and Twin Pines, you don't just get country club quality courses, you also get one heck of a deal.
Really?
From early bird to twilight, there's a special for every player's budget.
Sounds good.
And with faster play and excellent customer service.
I'd say that's a hole in one.
With four unique courses, there's always a tee time available. Play them all. Make your tee time and find all the deals at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What the hell are you guys all dressed up for?
It is 6:33. Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn as we await touching base with Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register. We'll talk a little iCubs baseball with him as well as the Iowa State athletics situation. It's the offseason. Finals week at Iowa right now. There's nothing going on. And the Iowa softball team is playing tomorrow in the Big Ten tournament against Ohio State. They will lose. How quickly will Marla Looper be out of a job after she loses tomorrow to Ohio State is the question. 366-1600. If you follow Iowa softball, you know that that program has been an embarrassment the last couple years under her watch, and Gary Barta has done nothing about it. Because his hands were tied behind his back because the department was sued, and successfully so, by Tracy Griesbaum and Jane Meyer, and accused of discriminatory tactics, and he couldn't do anything with Marla Looper. And so he had to say, well, his program's heading in the right direction. No, they're awful. Well, and the best talent, and there was a tremendous player 20 minutes away from Iowa City, who's playing softball in the Big Ten for a rival. And whether or not you believe Iowa, they either recruited her or barely tried to recruit her. So I know there aren't a ton of people that are interested in Iowa softball, but Iowa softball used to be 10 times more successful than the Iowa baseball program. And there are 3,000 people a game showing up at Iowa baseball games. So don't tell me that the same thing wouldn't happen again at Pearl Field where they could fill the place. I mean, Iowa softball used to be fun. And they used to win a lot of games under Gale Blevins. And then Gale was sort of pushed to the side. And this Marla Looper fiasco has been awful. That's the kind of program you get here in Eastern Iowa, the hot takes on Iowa softball. No one even cares about it, do you? 366-1600. She's going to be out of a job tomorrow. Technically, she won't be fired. Her contract won't be renewed. I would make her find her way home from wherever the Big Ten tournament is. That's how bad the program's gotten. Speaking of bad programs, it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. The final half hour, we finally got Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register on the line. I guess it was a short break. Tommy, welcome back. It's been a long time since we talked. My apologies. I'm losing my voice today, but congratulations.
You sound great.
Yeah. Congratulations are in order. I know you are about to become a father. How far along are we in the process?
July 26th is the due date. And tomorrow is actually the day we close on our house, too. So we got some big things. I'll tell you what, guys, you have not lived a stressful life until you have gone through until you have dealt with buying a house with a pregnant fiance before. If you can find a more stressful situation than that, I will buy you a beer.
The house passes the inspection and everything. They haven't found anything to raise any red flags.
It did. Actually, it failed the plumbing inspection, but we got the homeowner to fix all.
Yeah.
Fix all that.
Yeah. Go back on him. Get him to fix everything. Watch out for ants.
It was funny because I was sitting in the basement when the inspection failed, and the guy going through the inspection is sitting down there with me, and my pregnant fiance is upstairs, and I'm developing like a game plan with him in the basement. Like, okay, hey, here's the deal. My fiance is upstairs. She's super pregnant. She's going to freak out. We need to come up with a plan of attack here, how to deal with the situation. So it's been quite a journey.
I suppose we should probably talk some sports with you since we have you on the program. How are the iCubs doing this year? I know they've been shuttling some players back and forth with the Cubs recently, and a lot of DL moves this week. David Bodie, I think, is a fantastic story.
Yeah, he is pretty much the epitome of a success story. I mean, that's the guy that's been through the minor leagues for a long time. I remember when he was coming up through the system maybe 3-4 years ago, he was kind of a filler guy. And what makes David Bodie's situation is unique is you see all the time these guys that are kind of off the radar guys, and they make their rise through the minor leagues and then get to the major leagues. What's unique about Bodie is he rose through the minor leagues, became a prospect, and then got to the major leagues. Usually it's, you know, when you're drafted and you work your way up through the system, you know, after a couple of years, if you're not a prospect, you're never going to be a prospect. But David Bodie started getting more at-bats, got an invite to the Arizona Fall League, raked there, and then got on the radar and has really just made the most of these opportunities that he's gotten. So he's a cool story. Other than that, the Iowa Cubs are pretty bad. I mean, they've won 5 straight, but they're really struggling, to say the least.
Is there, I know you wrote about this, but is there a path to the major leagues for Mark Zagunas?
Yeah, Mark just got called up today, actually, and got his first big league hit. But the key to Mark Zagunas is is there a path for him to stay in the major leagues? Because you look at Chicago's outfield, reason why he got called up is because Jason Hayward's on the DL now. There's just the Cubs have so many options in the outfield, and then they've got guys in the infield that can play the outfield. I mean, you have Chris Bryant playing right field today. Mark Zagunis is extremely limited in terms of what he can do for a team defensively. He can play left field. He can play right field. He can be a good outfielder in those spots. But in the Chicago Cubs organization, that's not good enough. You got to be able to play the outfield. You got to be able to play the infield. You got to be able to bounce around a ton of different spots. And for as good of a hitter as Mark Zagunis can be, his lack of versatility really hurts him. So he's going to have to really, really hit if he's going to find a way to stay in the major leagues. Now, I think Mark Zagunis can be on a big league roster for a little while, but I just don't think it's going to be with the Cubs. Somebody else is really going to value what he can do.
Home buyer, father-to-be, and Iowa Cubs beat writer Tommy Burch joining us on the program tonight. Jen Hosang called up last night to make the emergency start for the ailing, and I use air quotes, ailing Yu Darvish. Not exactly the epitome of a homegrown pitcher, but there is a guy on the iCubs roster in Edber Elzele, who I know Cubs fans are pretty high on. What are your thoughts on him so far this season in his first go around at AAA?
Wow, holy smokes. He has been perhaps the most impressive pitching prospect over the last 5-6 years for the Cubs, and that's, you know, you're talking Kyle Hendricks, Jake Arrieta, some Carl Edwards Jr., some pretty good arms that have come up. Now, granted, the Cubs have spent the bulk of their time focusing on position players and big bats, so the arms are now just kind of starting to come up. But, I mean, this is a guy that throws hard, has some good off-speed stuff. Every time he's taken the hill for the Iowa Cubs, he's got no-hitter stuff. He's taken a no-hitter or perfect game into the fifth or sixth inning of every outing he's had so far. Or I think two of the outings so far, at least at Principal Park. So he's got some really good stuff. And I would venture to say that, hey, maybe in a month, maybe 2 months, if they need an arm during a doubleheader or something like that, a spot starter, Alzolay is going to be on the radar, at least in the conversation. He's not quite ready right now. He suffered an injury during spring training, so he had to start the season in extended spring training, so he's still kind of building up his pitch count. And he's super young. This is his first time in AAA, so you know, they're going to take their time with him and really kind of get him more comfortable. But he's a guy that, you know, is really making a name for himself, at least putting himself on the radar to get some innings at some point this season.
When you talk about a guy with really good stuff, and you brought up some of the names, and I think Carl Edwards Jr. was one of the names that popped into my head, eventually, or very quickly, the Cubs realized that he was going to be very good coming out of the bullpen. For Alzolay, is he a guy that has enough of a repertoire to possibly be a starter, or could you see them kind of fiddling with his role early on in his major league career?
I think right now his stuff is too good to tinker with, but you know, you guys know it's kind of supply and demand when it comes to what the big league roster wants. You see it all the time where guys kind of come up and maybe kind of make their name in the bullpen for a little bit. But I think he's just too good and has too much to offer. Where he's not a one-trick pony, you know, he can do a ton of stuff. And, you know, I think they're going to ride him out as a starter just because they do have some other options there when it comes to the bullpen. And I think they probably want to kind of keep him on standby. I mean, right now he's not that guy where he's going to be shuttled up to Chicago when they need another arm. But, man, maybe in a month or two, like I said, when it comes to a doubleheader or somebody getting, you know, landing on the DL for a start or two, he could be a guy. He's already on the 40-man, so that automatically puts him in the conversation. With how well he's pitching, that's a huge factor as well.
couple former Cedar Rapids Colonels are with the iCubs. Efren Navarro is having a nice year on the infield there at first base. But Randy Rosario pitching out of the bullpen for the iCubs, a .60 ERA, 10 strikeouts in 15 innings, a very nice bullpen piece for the Cubs to have stashed in the minors. Is he a guy that you could see were there to be any injuries at the big league level, especially with left-handers in that Cubs bullpen, where maybe Randy Rosario gets a look?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's definitely on the radar from talking to some of the Cubs people I've heard from. He's a guy that they really like, and just the fact that, hey, left-handed pitching is always at premium, and he's pitching as well as anybody right now. So, you know, I wouldn't be shocked to see him up there at some point. Same with Navarro. I mean, he's already been up there. He's kind of a safe pick, a veteran guy who has some big league service time. Probably the biggest downfall when it comes to Navarro is the fact that, you know, I think right now the best he can offer is kind of playing first base, and that's definitely a spot that's already locked up, and it's also locked up with a backup in terms of having Victor Caratini. But both those guys are fantastic insurance policies if the Cubs need some help. And I would say Rosario at some point is not just an insurance policy, but somebody that they could lean on at some point this season with left-handed pitching out of the bullpen.
Tommy, what's going on with the Iowa State Cyclones we need to know about here in Eastern Iowa?
Wow, that's a good one. Not too much right now. It's kind of a quiet time of year, but
not on Twitter. It's not.
Yeah. Iowa State Twitter is always kind of loud. Now, you know, I'd say with football, it's kind of crazy just to see the level of expectations. I mean, I remember going into last season. Even last summer, you could see the excitement kind of building. I can't remember the last time there was this much excitement about Iowa State football. To me, the biggest storyline going into next season is, you know, the pieces are in place for this team to win a bowl game again. I can't remember the last time Iowa State has played with expectation. Now, this is a team that's, I don't want to say overlooked, because, you know, when you haven't been to a bowl game for as long as you've been, you know, in a drought and struggle as much as you have, I think expectations should be low and people shouldn't expect much out of you. But now that there are actual expectations with them, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle it, because this is a team that by all intents and purposes could win 7 or 8 games next season. But when you look at that Big 12 schedule, there are just so many 50-50 games. And not even in the Big 12. I mean, you look at the Iowa State game, that's that's an interesting game. But the fact that it's in Iowa City kind of leans me to believe Iowa's probably got the edge there. And the fact that Iowa's just won it so much lately.
Is it safe to say that Matt Campbell might be having a stern talking to, or might have already had one with his assistant coach, Jim Hofer?
Yeah, you know, the weird thing about that story is, you know, obviously that never looks good by any account, and that really looks bad when you're Iowa State, especially it's a guy that, you know, when it comes to your arch in-state rival is going after. But, you know, it's sad to say, but those are kind of the conversations that I think college coaches across the nation have, you know, when it comes to recruits. But that's what happens when you use social media and, you know, you're asking veteran coaches. You know, Jim Hofer's kind of a veteran guy that's been around for a long time and probably not as tech savvy as usual. But it definitely doesn't look good. It looks really bad. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to be some extra social media lessons in the coaching offices over the next week or so.
Is there room in the new house for you to have a personal space? I don't like the term man cave, but do you have space in the new house, or has the pregnant fiance claimed every piece of territory?
I was kind of under the impression that the entire house was going to be a man cave. Now, if you know, it's funny, when we were buying a couch, I kind of looked at the couch. I laid on the couch and I was like, okay, I can sleep on this bad boy when she's mad at me. So if I get to at least sleep in the bedroom, that's good enough for me.
That is a man who knows how marriage works. Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register, we appreciate the time and good luck with everything, and heed that advice. Watch out for ants. They're very expensive. Found that out this week. Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, guys.
I just ants. Feel like every time that something happens at your house, I learn more about either
ants,
fatherhood, or home buying as to why I should continue to rent.
They're very expensive to get rid of.
Ants. Yes. I imagine they are.
And where there's one, there's
a lot of
thousands
them.
Of them. But we're dealing with them, and we're
okay.
The tax refund was fun. I think I got a brief screenshot of the money in my bank account before it goes right back out to ants, among other things. Ants, water in the carpet, overflowing toilets, water in the basement. Let's see what else is going. That's just and that's on top of dealing with a house full of people who are sick with the stomach flu, and now a guy who talks for a living is losing his voice.
Well, I was going to say,
hell of a week.
I'm going to tell you a story right
hell
now that's going to
make
you feel better about owning a house and not renting anymore.
Is it involving a house in Amityville?
No, okay. It's actually a house in Decatur, Illinois. So close.
Okay.
One of my brothers goes to Milliken, which is in Decatur, Illinois. And he
the
rents
Milliken
out
Billikens. No, I'm sorry.
The Big Blue. The Milliken Big Blue. He rents out this house, and there are mice. I mean, there's an infestation of mice in this place.
Okay.
And so he tells the landlord. You know what the landlord says? You guys should get a cat. That was the advice for him when her
sounds
place
like a great landlord
was infested with mice.
And then you get evicted for having a pet. That the landlord, it says right here in the lease, no pets. But you told us we should get a cat for the mice. No pets, I'm sorry. So he's renting out a rat infested, it's mouse infested, I'm sorry. I don't want to insult members of the mouse community by comparing them to rats. Believe me, anybody who's been to a major city knows the difference between a rat and a mouse. When I was in New York City for the Pinstripe Bowl, I saw a rat the size of a raccoon.
On the subway?
Not on the subway.
I saw one on the tracks, yeah.
Is that a raccoon in the city? No, it's a rat. And then there's that brief moment where the rat turns and it looks at you. And you know the rat is sizing you up as to whether or not you are a threat to it. And whether or not you are also in its dinner plans. A mouse? I can handle a mouse. I've had mice in the garage at home. You know, from listening to the program, you know that. That's no big deal. Rats? No, thank you. Coming up on KGYM tomorrow, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class. We'll have your next chance to play Race to Win back on KGYM for your chance to win 4 tickets to the Indianapolis 500. Up for grabs, thousands of dollars of other great prizes. Only one of the 12 prizes have been claimed so far. Scott and Mark were out earlier today in the corridor. Another edition of Lunchbox Heroes. Lunchbox Heroes brought to you by Built by Pros and a list of other great sponsors. You can learn more about Built by Pros by visiting our website, kgymradio.com. 6:54. I've almost made it. I feel like a marathon runner just about to cross the finish line. We will step aside. We come back. Kyle's going to have a big board update for you. And that'll do it for a Wednesday edition on the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Back after this.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother wears jeans, fast tracks it in the minivan, and serves heart-healthy meals on eco-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but her teen and stalker jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1944, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to Hertin & Stalker and choose beautiful and meaningful mother's jewelry. Or perhaps a watch or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin & Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then stop in and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Sample from over 200 brews at the 14th annual Ben's Beer Fest this Saturday. Brewmasters will be at Ben's Beverage Depot hand-pouring their own brews, and there will be live music. General admission is from 2 until 5, and tickets are $30. VIP admission is $40 and gets you in an hour early at 1 o'clock when the rare and limited beers are released. Everybody will go home with a souvenir tasting glass. Come to Ben's Beer Fest Saturday at Ben's Beverage Depot, 501 7th Avenue Southeast, downtown Cedar Rapids. Get tickets at bensbeerfest.com. Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Bottlecamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
6:56, we have made it to the finish line. We are just about to raise our hands in triumph and cross the finish line. But before we can do that and collect our medal and race packet, we have to have one more big board update with Kyle.
Big Ten softball awards were announced today, and Iowa's Allie Wood and Allison Ducey were each named second team All-Big Ten. Wood started 44 games in center field and led the team with her .306 batting average, along with 5 home runs and 21 RBI. Ducey had a fantastic season in the circle, leading the Hawkeyes with a 1.82 ERA and 186 strikeouts, and collecting 2 Big Ten Pitcher of the Week awards along the way. Cheyenne Pratt was awarded the Big Ten Sportsmanship Award. Those girls in the Hawkeyes will take on Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament tomorrow. The baseball team has NCAA tournament aspirations after a series victory against Oklahoma State last weekend. And D1Baseball.com published a new bracket projection today, which has the Hawkeyes as a 3 seed in North Carolina's Chapel Hill bracket. The Hawkeye football team got a commitment last night from Desmond Hudson, a 3-star, 6'4" receiver out of Kansas City, Missouri. He's the 7th player lined up in the 2019 class and chose Iowa over interest from Iowa State, Minnesota, and Purdue, although Iowa was the only school to offer a scholarship so far. The Colonels led 6-0 in the 4th inning of their second game with Dayton last night. 4-run rallies in the 4th and 7th innings resulted in the Dragons emerging with an 8-6 comeback victory. Royce Lewis extended his hitting streak to 6 games with a 2-for-5 night. That's his 5th multi-hit game in that span, during which he's totaled 13 hits with a .500 batting average and an even higher on-base percentage. He's actually out of the lineup tonight, but the Colonels are in action. That game's tied at 1 in the 3rd.
That'll do it. 15 seconds. Here we go. Can we make it? Alex, coming up on tomorrow's program, we got Woodja. We got another chance to play Race to Win. What else is going on?
We also have a $30 gift certificate to the Stadium Bar and Grill.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I got the text. Just like every